Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
With one of our speakers that will be at the London Brush Show event, April 17th, www.brushshowintown.ca is where you can get your $5 general admission tickets, and at the event you can buy your admission tickets into our keynote speaker sessions. We have six amazing keynote speakers who will jam you and inform you with all kinds of wonderful insights and information to help you live your healthiest and most vibrant health. One of the general admission events that we have are these amazing breakout sessions that you can avail yourself to in the Crystal Ballroom, where the vendors are and where the amazing information will be for quick insights into other people's amazing breakthroughs and information that they share on helping you to live your fullest and most vibrant health as well. So one of our breakout session speakers is Paul Leendertz of Wheel of Life Healing Center. And Paul is a kinesiologist, and he has an honors degree from the University of Waterloo, a corrective holistic exercise specialist, holistic lifestyle coach, author, and inventor, founder of Wheel of Life, a holistic health education and healing center, and he has pioneered the End Cancer Mission. This is really fabulous, and this is what Paul's specialty is. Paul is a highly successful health coach, and due to his unique holistic approach to health, Paul guides his clients towards high levels of health by first identifying root causes of their disease or inability to achieve your goals. He then guides them to success by addressing all four aspects that make up every human being: the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual realms. Paul has presented at large health shows such as Toronto's Whole Life Expo, California's Cure to Cancer Conference, and London's Breast Cancer Show. So the Breast Show in Town is excited to have Paul come and speak with us again and enhance your life with his information. Paul's recently founded End Cancer Mission is a new worldwide movement designed to educate and empower people with true knowledge of the root causes of all disease, especially cancer, and the actions individuals can take not only to prevent diseases such as cancer, but to also heal from inside out if or when needed. Paul has created an Overcome Cancer program at Wheel of Life, a one-week residency for cancer patients to immerse themselves in an intense self-healing protocol. With Paul's guidance, patients identify the root cause of their cancer and are then taken through a deep, customized healing protocol. Paul has written three book series called What's in a Tear, which includes The Purpose of Cancer, Overcome Cancer, and The End of Cancer. The What's in a Tear series is spurring a paradigm shift across the globe increasing awareness and personal empowerment for individuals, helping them to gain more control over their health and happiness. Welcome, Paul, to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
That was fabulous. You know, I really love reaching out and talking to people who are really in this shift, you know, making a paradigm shift and letting people know that there is another way of living, another way of looking at life, and that disease does not have to be the end game that it's perceived. So
yeah,
thank you for doing what you're doing. Yes,
tell us
a little bit about yourself and what you're doing with, you know, this obviously this is a passionate piece in your life.
Yeah, very much so. I've had a couple very close people to me in the past die of cancer, so that really connected my heart to the End Cancer Mission and everything that I've been passionate about since then. And one of the things I learned through that, those losses, were that there's a very heavy focus on being healthy today that's focused on the physical realm. And that's why I mentioned in the bio there, or that's why it's mentioned in the bio, that I approach health from four angles: physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. So some examples that we're all familiar with, or many people are familiar with, in the physical realm with regards to trying to heal or accomplish a high level of health is things like exercise, that's a physical aspect, nutrition, supplements, those are physical things. And what I learned from the losses in my family was that those are not always enough to accomplish the goal of healing. There's a whole realm inside of a human being that is the mental realm, the types of thoughts going through a person on a regular basis, which is directly connected to the level of happiness they're experiencing in their life. There's a whole realm of emotions that are closely tied to that. Some emotions can be particularly damaging to a person if they're being experienced on a regular basis, like resentment or guilt or grievance. And then there's an entire spiritual realm, which is very, very, very important. And so my holistic approach is to approach health through all of those realms. And that's how I find, that's how I work on finding the root of the problem with any individual. So after having said that, you can probably see how the root cause of any particular person's cancer could be different, but really the root of it is the same for everyone. As I'm explaining in my in the first book of the series, which is called The Purpose of Cancer, and that is that it's cancer is forming as a direct result, direct connection to chronic stress and also overconsumption of processed foods and refined sugar. So I'll just take a pause
really
there because that was a long-winded introduction. But
wow. Well, you know, Paul, you know, it's true. You know, our healthcare system, it's wonderful, but it's not always perfect. And a one-size-fits-all approach to cancer treatment is not necessarily going to help, you know. So I like the fact that you have tailored this based on the emotional needs of a person because, yes, everybody brings to the plate their own secret sauce. And even though it may manifest in a tumor or, you know, or some kind of life-changing ailment, you know, getting to the root cause of it and working with the person individually is really important. And that's what impresses me most about what you're doing at Wheel of Life.
Thanks. Thanks for pointing that out. Yeah, a great analogy for what you've just shared there is how all human beings have the potential to build additional cells on their hand to in response to chronic stress going through the hand, and that's called a callus. We've called that a callus, and that callus will appear on my hand if I have chronic stress through my hand. Let's say I'm using a hammer a lot. A callus could appear on your hand if you're using a shovel a lot, and if you get the point from there. So the root cause of the callus for me is different from you, yet it's the same. So really, what I'm also pointing out here is that in order to prevent cancer, we have to understand this, and also in order to heal cancer, we have to understand this. And a very important thing to understand is that we're all doing the best we can every day to fulfill the needs of our physical reality, like feeding ourselves well, sleeping well, getting the right amount of exercise, etc. And sometimes that's not easy. Sometimes it's very difficult. And we're all doing the best we can to fulfill the needs of happiness and emotional well-being and our spiritual needs, such as an example, how we feel about our life in terms of the purpose, why we're here, what we're here to do, why we have value. And we're all doing the best to do that. So the process of learning how to prevent cancer and also how to heal is the same thing, really. It's exactly the same. And it's about learning how to fulfill your needs and identifying where they're not being fulfilled.
Right, right. Well, I think our world, and as you brought up the element of stress, you know, there's good stress and there's bad stress, but it's all stress. So even if you have happy stress in your life, like, you know, planning a wedding or, you know, birth of a child, they all do have an influence on how we respond to stress. And the body has a unique way of acting whenever we are stressed, with the release of hormones and cortisone and adrenaline and things like that as well. And those things happen inertly. Just like you were, your analogy, I've never really thought about the callus idea before. So like tumors are like calluses that we, you know, grow and manifest for different reasons as well. So I really, really, you know, think that this is a fascinating in-depth conversation to have, is, you know, about how these everyday things can affect us in such a deep, deep, deep way.
Yes, yes. And there's a lot of life has become very complex with, you know, over the last 100 years especially, which is correlated with a massive rise in cancer. And really, because life becomes so complex, because information's, there's a lot of benefits to information readily available, people are connected around the world, and at the same time, people's to-do lists have grown exponentially, and the amount of things required to manage in life can be consuming. So it's about, healing is about finding wholeness, as I've said. The analogy of a callus, yeah, I find that really useful because it helps connect people to the message. And so just to relate that to an actual tumor or to cancer cells, it's essentially the same thing. I don't mean to say, now with a callus, it's beneficial to have a callus, because the whole purpose of the callus is to protect your hand. If your body was not able to build a callus, unless you know, could wear a glove, your hand would actually continue to wear down, and you would not be able to continue to do what you're doing. So the body responds by allowing you to cope with that stress longer than you otherwise would be able to. So cancer is similar. It's not the same. When cancer grows inside the body, it can become a massive problem. And oftentimes people have no idea they have cancer until there's some kind of pain that emerges. And one of the studies I present in book one is the average person has cancer for 7 years before they even know. And the reason they find out is because of pain. So if cancer cells grow to a size where they're running out of room, then they can put pressure on nerves or they can cut off blood flow. And really, once a person's got to that point, what that really means is that something that they've been needing, or a multiple number of things that they've been needing, either physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, has not been being fulfilled. And sometimes people are not aware of what those things are, and usually that's the case. And so the body's actually reached a point where it has no choice. It literally comes to being a crisis where it has to use cancer cells to offset the damage that occurs from chronic stress and sugar consumption. But now it's sort of in a checkmate, because if it grows additional cells for more protection, then the body becomes damaged from cancer itself.
Right.
It's kind of like the body can use diarrhea as an example to heal. If you get a serious infection in your intestinal tract, your body will flush the system there with huge amounts of water, which is what happens when you have diarrhea. You have runny stools. But if that doesn't fix the problem, if that doesn't eradicate the virus, your body can get to a point where it has no choice but to just keep utilizing the same backup mechanism or aid, to which is diarrhea, and you can literally die from dehydration. So in book one, what I'm explaining is this approach that I'm sharing is actually radically different. It's not a traditional approach, and it's not an alternative approach. And I don't mean to say that I don't want to create a misunderstanding. Traditional approaches and alternative approaches are valuable. Mm-hmm. What I'm bringing with the End Cancer Mission is the awareness that cancer cells don't need to be destroyed as much as they need to be healed. And when you eliminate the need for the cancer cell, it simply goes away.
Wow. Well, that in itself is really fascinating, because it's true. You know, I look at cancer as a wake-up call. It's like your body is responding. It's creating an awareness that there's something wrong. You go and you research it and find out and get diagnosis. And instead of letting it be a fearful thing, look at it as a door opener to waking you up to making changes or course corrections. And that seems to, you know, align totally with what you're saying book one is about.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Yes, you know, and fear, as an example, what could put you in a worse state of fear than believing that a cell has mutated out of control and it's multiplying rapidly and is going to destroy you? It's inside your body and you can't do anything about it. If that doesn't scare the hell out of you, I don't know what would. And
yeah,
that's going to create chronic stress. So one of the first gifts of this new discovery about how cancer cells actually have a purpose in the body is to allow people to a chance to, like you said, remain confident and in control and begin focusing much more easily on health and the creation of health and healing, and exploring these realms I've been sharing, rather than going straight to war on cancer. Because when you're going to war, you can't do two things at the same time. In the sense, you know, the sun can't be up and it can't be down at the same time. We can't be in light and in dark simultaneously. So it's very difficult to actually focus on healing while you're focusing on a war.
Mm.
And so this is a gift to understand that cancer cells are there consuming some of the byproducts of chronic stress, the physiological results of chronic stress and overconsumption of processed foods and sugar. Cancer cells actually absorb massive amounts of sugar. Research shows that cancer cells have up to 23 times more insulin receptors on the surface of their cell than any other cell in the body. And that goes for whether you have cancer, I have cancer, anyone does. And that was one of the things that helped me realize cancer cells actually have a sort of function. Once you understand that, once you're aware of that scientific fact, why are they absorbing so much sugar? And then with a few more connections, if a person has chronic stress in a particular part of their body, let's say in the lungs or in the breast, And it's hard to explain in a short period of time, but throughout the book series, I make it very clear as to how chronic stress can accumulate in specific regions of the body, such as the breast or the lung, through emotions and not only physical things, through mental things and for spiritual reasons. That chronic stress will lead to inflammation in that region of the body. And when there's inflammation, there's an increase in blood flow because the body's trying to heal that area. But when the stress is chronic, it means the body is using huge amounts of resources to try to fix the problem, but not succeeding. And over time, you can have so much inflammation and chronic stress in one location that the amount of sugar damage that occurs there is beyond what's what the body's capable of surviving.
Wow.
Whenever you have, if someone cuts you off in traffic, for example, this is just an acute stress, you could have a sugar surge in your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever you have inflammation, a lot of sugar will go to that area because of the increase in blood flow unintentionally. So if you eat, let's say you drink a pop has on average 10 teaspoons of refined sugar in it, and that will cause a surge in your blood sugar as well. So those are two examples of how you can have a surge of blood sugar, and that sugar will reach an inflamed area of your body that's under stress. And that sugar, that concentration of sugar, will literally kill many of the cells in that area of your body. Because when sugar is too high, it dehydrates cells that it comes in contact with, and all of the cells in the body are greatly dependent on water for survival. And so the body, what I'm presenting and what I truly believe with the amount of research that I've discovered to support this that I'm presenting in book one, is that the body is actually building cancer cells in response to chronic stress to reduce the damage from the damage that I've described here from blood sugar concentrations.
Wow. Well, you know, this is really groundbreaking information that people need to grab onto, because one thing is, how many times a day do we experience stress? And the second thing is, how many things in our life have sugar? And, you know, this is a great eye-opener in terms of, you know, what you are presenting here in book one. And, you know, this is just scratching the surface of what you've got here. And then there's book two, Transcend Cancer, and book three, The End of Cancer. So this conversation is basically a tease to get people to understand that there's another way of looking at what the cancer experience is and why we're having so much of it. And as such, you put together this program not only in the books of information, but you also have these groundbreaking intensives where people can actually come and spend a week with you. And I think that this is fabulous, what you've been able to put together. I just, you know, you're very enthralling in terms of your conversation, your presentation. And I know that coming to the Breast Show, they're going to get a little more snippet of information than what they've gotten here. You know, and we look forward to helping people to have a different understanding about cancer. Cancer is not a killer. It is preventable, and very much something that we can deal with in a very, very holistic, loving, kind way that really does honor each and every person to experience their fullest life experience. So, Paul, I'd love it if you could just share some information on how they can get a hold of the books, how they can get in contact with you, and if you can also share, too, what being at the Breast Show in town means to you.
Okay. Well, if anyone's interested in ordering the book, book one is available now. Book two and three are just in the process of final editing. So book one, or all the books, can be ordered at endcancermission.com. And if anyone's interested in any of the health services at Wheel of Life, they can check out wheelsoflife.ca. And the breast cancer show is valuable to me because It's number one, it's the focus is in the direction that I believe is most valuable, and that is a focus on the self and learning how to heal. Because if you're you can have your focus in one of two directions. One, to having some kind of thing or person heal you, like a, say, a rare supplement. But if your focus is too much on the outside, then you'll miss all the needs of yourself that exist within, such as happiness, fulfillment, health, physical things like sleeping well. You can get too focused on the outside to try to heal or to prevent cancer as well. And so the breast cancer show is about putting you in control, as the way I see it, making you realize that there are so many different tools that you can use to heal, and you can take, you know, you can learn so many from the show and utilize them from a place of being in control, knowing that you're the one that actually can heal.
That's
it's
fabulous.
Obviously not a show that's focused on the war on cancer.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, there's enough war out there. Let's really peace for healing and looking at that holistic package. And Paul, we're so thrilled to have you as part of the Breast Show in town, and look forward to seeing you on April 17th at the Lamplighter in London, Ontario. Come online, get your general admission tickets for $5, and join us at the show from 8:30 to 4 p.m. There's so much going on, draws, wonderful speakers, wonderful information, and really nurturing the body, mind, and spirit, just simply in alignment with what you do, Paul. And as such, I just wonder, we have a couple minutes, we're winding down. Do you have any last thoughts or pieces of wonderful wisdom to share with the group?
Oh, yeah, thanks. Actually, I thought of something I'd like to just share with any listeners so that they could directly apply. It's been a short talk, but if they see value in what I've been sharing, I wanted to just give listeners something they could apply in their life to benefit from this awareness. And it's basically, if you were to write down, when you go to bed at night, just write down what will, and underline the word will, what will make me happy tomorrow. And then just pay attention, and you might have a list of things come up that you're aware of that would make you happy. Or you might actually be shocked to realize there's not a lot of things that you're looking forward to. So this exercise is to help connect you to happiness and then help you realize where, you know, how much you're experiencing and how you're the one behind the creation of it. So write down what will make me happy tomorrow, or you could do this right now, and then do your best to actually make that your reality and learn from the process as you go through it, because you might find out that there are interruptions or blocks to it. And you might realize, whoa, I'm not actually experiencing enough of what I need. So that's just one small realm that could really help a lot of people. And that's my intention with sharing that action for people to
Wonderful. I think that's true. We need more happiness in our life. And raising our vibrational set point to really reflect the life that we really deserve and desire, that in itself can change so many aspects of our life, our relationships, how we reflect ourself in the world. So Paul Leendertz of Wheel of Life Healing Center, thank you for being on Breast Show Radio today. It's been an honor and a privilege to have this time with you, and look forward to seeing you at the show April 17th.
Thanks very much. Thanks for the opportunity to share.
You're so welcome, and look forward to our next spotlight event, and bye for now.
Okay, bye-bye.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.